Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay, there are two people that Tiger King star Joe Exotic thinks should play him in a movie, and I'm going to tell you who they are coming up.
I can't even imagine.
They're people at opposite ends of the spectrum in Hollywood, so that's what makes it so funny. But both of them kind of make a little bit of sense.
Really?
All right. Yes, I don't know,
so I can't wait.
It's so funny. Okay, but first, you know, like when you are in politics, regardless of what capacity, people love you or they hate you. And that's what it's like for White House Coronavirus Task Force team member Dr. Anthony Fauci. You've seen him all over the news, and now he's being guarded by Secret Service members because of threats and because of admirers. So the word is that everywhere he goes, people are asking him to sign baseballs and other memorabilia. And then critics are bashing him and threatening him online. So he never knows if someone's approaching him, if they're right, an admirer, or if they're going to try to kill him.
True.
So he actually he's being protected by the Secret Service. Meanwhile, speaking of baseballs, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame has created a bobblehead in the likeness of Dr. Fauci. So congratulations.
Did you know there was a National Bobblehead Hall of Fame?
That's my lifetime goal, is to get
to get in there. Okay.
Yeah, of course it is. We're going to be talking to Sam Hunt coming up, and it turns out that, yes, he has indeed been watching Tiger King. Let's listen.
I have watched Tiger King, yep, about a week ago when it came out, and I thought, man, this is about to blow up. I feel like that guy, you know, was just down the road from where I grew up. I feel like I knew that guy. Maybe that's why I liked it, because it was so familiar to me. You know, that was a lot of drama playing out there.
A lot of drama.
Yeah.
I think that Sam Hunt should make a cameo in that show. That would be fantastic.
That would be great.
But speaking of Tiger King, no, Sam Hunt is not the guy that Joe Exotic thinks should play him in a movie. But he does have two Hollywood stars in mind. He said, Joe Exotic from Tiger King says that if there's a movie made, he would like it to be Brad Pitt, which, you know, like if you're a guy, of course you're saying Brad Pitt, but at the same time, Brad Pitt could totally play him.
He could, and Brad Pitt's kind of shaggy. You know, he can pull off the hair look and everything.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He could totally do it. Or this guy.
Life's a garden, dig it. You make it work for you.
Yeah, David Spade. Only, Joe Exotic doesn't refer to him as David Spade. He refers to him as Joe Dirt.
Yeah, of course.
So he's like, I either want Brad Pitt or Joe Dirt to play me in a movie.
So David Spade in Joe Dirt character playing Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Which would you pick? Would you rather see Brad Pitt pull it off or Joe Dirt?
Oh, I'm going Joe Dirt. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
We've got so much great stuff for you, including some sad news about a movie that I was super excited about that's now going to be delayed. Thanks, coronavirus. That's coming up. But first, let's talk a little bit about J-Lo and A-Rod because, you know, like when you've got all this money in the world, then you might as well spend it on things. And I'm guessing that's why they were able to go to a Miami health club that's closed to the public but open just for them. And that's why they have security guards who have to wear face masks and gloves as they drive them to and from the gym for private workouts.
Wow.
This is what it is to be a big-time celeb, Dave.
It's a struggle, isn't it?
The struggle is real. Yeah. They did not wear face masks. Oh, no. They didn't wear gloves or any protective gear.
Everyone else around them.
Yeah. Well, maybe they didn't make the security guards do it. Maybe the security guards were like, you two can't stay at home, and you probably picked something up. So you're paying me a whole boatload of money. I'm going to keep doing my job, but I've got to protect my family.
And, you know, I would say even though their house is probably 750 rooms, with two personalities that big, they can't be cooped up together for a long time.
True.
Right? You got to get out of the house.
Yeah, they got to go. They got to. So Carrie Underwood also, like, make a celebrity, but she is dealing with social distancing much more like the rest of us are. Let's listen.
I am dealing with the social distancing. Much like everybody else, we're trying to get out and explore when the weather's nice enough to do so. We are so lucky that we have some land around us that we get to get outside and get some of our energy out, especially for the five-year-old, for Isaiah. Trying to come up with crafts. I've been cooking a lot. My house is spotless. Trying not to worry and praying.
And praying. So there you go. That's Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. Living like much of us are.
I was going to say, sounds just like us, right? Coming up with projects, cleaning, cooking.
Although I feel like so many of us who are still working at least a little bit, you know, have to then balance things. Like, so it's funny that I feel like these artists, at least they can create music in their downtime. But like, what about actors and stuff, right? They have absolutely nothing to do.
I wonder, do they all get together on like one big Zoom with Johnny Depp and Robert Downey and they just charades each other?
Probably,
I don't know what they
awesome.
Do, right?
If they do, they should totally make videos of that because that would be very fun. Yeah. Dolly Parton is finding some really great stuff to do. As a matter of fact, she started this thing called Good Night with Dolly, and this is what it sounded like last night.
Hello, I'm Dolly Parton, the book lady, and I'm going to be reading a very special book today. This is called The Little Engine That Could. Well, here I go.
Every night at 7 o'clock, or every Thursday night, I guess, she's going to be doing another book, and you can check that out on her Facebook page.
That's fun.
Yeah. And then finally, some movie news. I am devastated. The release of Top Gun, Maverick, has been postponed until December.
No!
Oh, coronavirus, I hate you. So HBO has announced that, that's a different story. But so December 23rd is when we can expect Top Gun Maverick. It was supposed to be out much earlier. But
what a glorious Christmas present for us all, Andy.
I just want it now, Dave.
Have to wait.
I want it now.
Dangerous.
Andy, I know.
Andy's X-Files are brought to you by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Okay, so coming up, I'm going to tell you how to get free HBO and how to completely change your Netflix viewing. It is going to change your life.
Wow.
That's coming up.
Thank you.
My mind is blown. This is a game changer. That's on the way. But first, I think we should talk about Tiger King. So Joe Exotic, you know, he's the guy, the Tiger King.
Right.
There's so much talk about this that, of course, even he is thinking about who is going to play him if a movie is made about his life.
Oh,
and he has chosen two Hollywood celebrities, Dave, both of which I think would do a bang up job. The first being Brad Pitt. Because let's be honest, if you are a guy and a movie's being made about you, why wouldn't you want Brad Pitt to
absolutely.
Play
Absolutely. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. He looks like all of us.
Exactly. He's versatile. He's a versatile actor. The other one is Joe Dirt.
Life's a garden, dig it. You make it work for you.
Yeah, and the thing that about Joe Exotic is that he doesn't even say he would want Brad Pitt or David Spade to play him. He says, I would want Brad Pitt or Joe Dirt.
Do you think he knows that Joe Dirt is a character? Or do you think he thinks Joe Dirt's a person?
I think that he's modeled his life after Joe Dirt.
Yeah,
and
much.
So he'll just take what he can get. And then this is kind of fun. If your kids are watching the Disney Channel, you've got to listen to this.
It's owner. That's me.
You're Ramblin' Rhodes.
That I am. But I wouldn't be much of anybody without my guitar.
Of course, that's Darius Rucker.
Awesome.
And he and Jennifer Nettles are two singers that are voicing characters on an upcoming country-themed episode of Puppy Dog Pals on the Disney Channel. So keep an eye out
that's
for that.
Cool.
So if you're like, you hear it in the background and you're like, wait a minute. Yes, that is indeed Darius Rucker.
Yeah, and her voice is so distinct, too.
I know. She does a lot of singing in it, too. Her name's Capo. And so that's going to be pretty fun. HBO announced that starting today, more than 500 hours of programming, including full seasons of some of their most popular shows, are going to be made available to stream for free via HBO Go and HBO Now. So some of the full seasons, you can watch The Sopranos, Veep, The Wire, Succession, the list goes on and on. 500 hours of free programming thanks to HBO because they know that we're all stir crazy. And if you've already seen all those shows, maybe you've moved on to Netflix, this is going to change everything for you. I'm so excited.
Okay. All right, just tell us.
Okay, so, you know when you're watching Netflix and you're like, I'm not really sure what I want to watch, and then you're trying to go to genres and you're like, meh, and then you click on one and then it brings up something, and you're just having such a hard time finding the exact right movie that you want to watch. This is going to do it for you. So, there's secret codes. Netflix has secret codes, and I'm going to share them with you right now. As a matter of fact, they're on our website at 925xq.com. I even already posted them on Facebook. And here's the deal. So you type in netflix.com/browse/genre/, and then there's a code, and it's just a bunch of numbers that means nothing to you unless you know what the code means. So you put that in, and then boom, your Netflix opens, and it's everything in that genre. And it's all the genres that you want. So you're looking at action thrillers, classic comedies, crime dramas, Disney documentaries, foreign films, French movies, horror movies for ages 0 to 2, 2 to 4, 5 to 7, 8 to 10, 10 to 11. Like, they've got everything. A mystery, romance, sci-fi, fantasy, supernatural thrillers, and even world music concerts.
Whoa.
I know, Dave, really, this is a game changer when it comes to TV viewing, having this code. So what I want you to do is, if you're looking at it on our Facebook page, click it so that you have the link, and then save it. Save that as one of your, like, bookmark it or whatever you have to do so that it stays in your browser so you can always reference it whenever you're looking for something to watch, which is all that we're doing right now because we're not allowed to talk to each other.
With that and the HBO thing you told us about, we're never going to see each other again, ever.
But you're going to be happy about it, right?
Oh, so
no
happy.
More frustration of not knowing what to watch. It's at your fingertips, people.
Thank you,
it's
Andy.
Everything you want.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Markets. Fresh foods, local flavors.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.